7 veterans of the World War II in the Pacific Northwest are heading to Tokyo today, carrying 7 captured Japanese flags to return them for the 70th anniversary of the end of the war. Tom Bonsi reports on a journey rich with symbolism, but one that may bankrupt its organizers.
It's been nearly 70 years since Dallas Britt last set foot in Japan. Back then, he was a battle-hardened infantryman in the U.S. Army's occupation force. Britt did manage to learn a few words of Japanese and a children's song.
It goes like this. Ami ami hoodie hoodie ka songa.
Now, all these years later, the 89-year-old just-retired chiropractor from Auburn, Washington, is going back to Japan on a new mission to resolve some old business. It has to do with this. During the war in the Pacific, many soldiers collected mementos from the battlefield, flags especially.
The flag is basically about 2.5 feet long and maybe a foot and a half wide like this. Has a red rising sun in the middle of it, and then it has all this Japanese writing all around it and everything else.
Britt's war prize was so common, it has an English name, a good luck flag. It was a personal item, a traditional send-off gift from family or co-workers to a Japanese soldier or sailor.
This flag was taken off of a dead soldier just to happen to be a souvenir to be picked up now.
Britt says he took the flag during a battle in 1945 that ousted the Japanese from the small island of Ieshima near Okinawa. He says he didn't understand until this summer the significance the flag might hold to the fallen soldier's family.
It's like taking, if you found a dead GI and taking his dog tags off him and being able to send it back to his parents, since the only connection he would have with it, because you wouldn't know where he was buried or nothing else. And it, what a wonderful thing to be able to return it to these people and be able to get it back to their relatives.
Britt is joined on the repatriation mission by 6 other World War II combat veterans. Pearl Harbor survivor Ed Johan of Lincoln City, Oregon, says the group travels in the spirit of reconciliation.
I have no animosity towards any of those people. We all, their military and our military, were just following orders, and we had no say-so of what our feelings didn't matter.
Between them, the 7 veterans will deliver 70 war flags to high-ranking Japanese officials or priests in Tokyo.
I think it's a gesture that should be appreciated by everyone.
A relatively new humanitarian nonprofit based in Astoria, Oregon, conceived this mission and gathered the flags from aging veterans or their children around the U.S. A Japanese-American couple, Rex and Keiko Zeke, co-founded the group Obon 2015. Rex Zeke says they could have just mailed the flags to a Japanese ministry, but they concluded hand delivery by former combatants would send a more powerful message.
We thought, when in history has there ever been a time when soldiers who were fighting against an enemy return 70 years later with items that were taken from the battlefield as souvenirs showing I captured and dominated this enemy, and now they are being returned with the sentiment of here, we hope this brings closure.
The Zeeks picked their couriers from a list of healthy and mobile World War II vets. The list came from another nonprofit called Honor Flight Network. Zeke assumed the Defense Department would provide free transport and housing for the week-long trip to Tokyo, that based on early enthusiasm shown by military contacts stateside and in Japan. But the logistical support fell through at the 11th hour.
Keiko calls a bank and tries to get as much credit on her credit card, and because we had to make a choice, do we say, okay, the military says they won't support us, do we tell everybody it's over, or do we try to make it happen? And we are trying to make it happen.
So far, the Zeeks have charged more than $40,000 in plane tickets alone. They estimate the total trip will cost $60,000 to $80,000. A friend has set up a crowdfunding site to raise money. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi.
My dad was at Guadalcanal. He would have loved this. To help, go to hereandnow.org. From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.